Good morning, Brother Steve, again with the Fountain of Life, Daily Inspiration. Just thinking a little bit about what I shared yesterday about God being faithful and how we can learn to trust Him and believe Him. And so I was thinking this morning a little bit about the love of God, and just thinking how in our day there's such a the devil is such a liar, and there's a number of ways that he throws people off. And one way is to lie and make us believe that God is not love. God doesn't love us, and He's out to get us. And he takes things from us and makes life miserable, and then stands back and laughs at us. And those kind of things are the things that float around among some people. And so, first of all, I'd like to convince you that God does love us. But on the other hand, also, there is also a misconception of what love is. What is the love of God? And so people, you know, if you tell them the truth, sometimes they would say that you're not being loving, that you're, you know, God is love, and that God doesn't, so you can't judge and whatever. So it's just such a lie that the devil has propagated in our day of who God is and you know, also what is love? What does it mean to love? So first of all, I'd like to go to 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7 to the end. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Okay, there's one thing that it says very clearly, that love is of God. There is no other source of love. And it says that everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So if we love, if we have love in our hearts, it means that we are born of God. And this doesn't mean, you know, there is such a love, or you could almost maybe call it more a natural affection that is natural for, you know, it's a type of love which is phileo. It's a brotherly love. It's a natural love that we have for our own kin and our own children and friends and whatever it might be. But that's kind of on a different level. It's not the level that I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is a love that is unnatural, a love that will love even when the object of his love seems to be unlovely. Even like Jesus, he was willing to come and love us and give his life for us. And that's the kind of love that I'm talking about here, the love that is sacrificial, the love that will give and sacrifice of oneself for the object of its love. And so anyway, he that loveth knoweth God, for God is love. And we have, okay, we'll continue there. That was verse 8. Verse 9, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And so there again is showing how God loved us first. And he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we have loved one for another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known that and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And so that's the only way that we can really have love. That's the only thing that can really drive us to truly love one another in such a way. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. So here he has a lot to say about love and how God's love in us reciprocates back to him, and how it's only in God that we can have that perfect love. And it also talks about loving our brother. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this command have we from him, that he who loveth God, loveth his brother also. So he says that we have this commandment, but the interesting thing is that it's not even, just before that he says, if you say you love God and you don't love your brother, you're a liar. So it's not even possible to, in a sense, disobey this commandment, that if you want to love God, you need to love your brother also. But it's because it's automatic. If the love that you have for God is genuine, you will love your brother. There's no other way out. So, if that is true, then we have to conclude that in many cases, a lot of disputes could be avoided if we would truly believe that and understand that and follow that. Because we have to conclude, if we get into a conflict, and if we are willing to be honest with ourselves and search our own hearts, whether we love our brother or not, we think we're fighting for God, and we think we're fighting for the truth. And I know there's a time for, separating from ungodliness and separating from false teaching and whatever, but I believe that for the most part, it's just simply that we have lost our love for one another. And therefore, we have to conclude that we have also lost our love for God. So, there's a number of points I'd like to, maybe make here. That was one, just and the other is also the idea of perfect love here, and how perfect love casts out fear. Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So, talking a little bit maybe about our message yesterday, and how God helps us, the confidence that we can have in God, knowing that God is benevolent, knowing that we can trust him and whatever. But then also hear how when we are made perfect, when his love is perfected in us and we understand the perfect love of God, then all those fears will naturally just dissipate. They'll go away. Because when you understand who God is, all powerful, all present everywhere, knowing everything, and that he is love, and all those things come together. And so after a while, we find out that we have just no room for fear. There's no place for any kind of anxiety or worry or fear or anything like that. So anyway, let's just continue to walk in that perfect love, to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Love is patient, it's kind, it thinketh no evil, it hopeth all things, it believeth all things. And there's a lot of other things we could talk about love, but, and evaluate our lives on that basis. A lot of conflicts could be avoided. May the Lord bless you.